This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Levert, L-E-V-E-R-T, first name Helen, H-E-L-E-N, date of birth November 18, 1966, date of evaluation September 6, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Thurum. The chief complaint: patient is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for endoscopic decompression surgery, the HPI. The patient is a 55-year-old female with history of L4-L5 injury dating to approximately 15 years earlier, period. She had noted increasing pain, period. She apparently underwent physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, and epidural, all with poor response, period. She states that she has bone-on-bone pathology, semicolon, such that her pain occurs with walking, leaping, and sitting, period. Pain radiates down both legs and is associated with spasms, period. She stated that she was previously able to walk when she was seeing the chiropractor. However, her condition has deteriorated and she can barely walk, period. She has had no chest pain without apnea or PND, period. Past medical history: hypertension, X number hypothyroidism, X number asthma, X number allergic rhinitis, X number anxiety, X number chronic back pain, X number depression, X number gastroesophageal reflux disease, X number nephrolithiasis, X number colon cancer. The past surgical history: surgery for colorectal cancer. She describes having a partial colectomy and ileostomy, period. The allergies: she is allergic to glucagon, which results in nausea and vomiting. Next number, sulfur results in anaphylaxis. Next number, midazolam results in confusion and blacking out. Family history: thyroid disease, maternal grandmother, diabetes, paternal grandfather, father had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at age 52, a sister had lupus, period. The social history: she denies cigarettes or drug use. She apparently has used alcohol. The note: the patient reports having a sensitivity to anesthesia. She stated that she had stopped breathing during a prolonged surgery. She stated that surgery was 10 hours, period. She had required resuscitation times two. Her medications: amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams, one daily; aspirin 81 milligrams daily, azelastine, A-Z-E-L-A-S-T-I-N-E, 157 microgram inhalation, levothyroxine, 100 microgram daily, albuterol, HFA, PRN, Albesco, A-L-B-E-S-E-O, inhaler, PRN, magnesium, 500 milligrams per daily, biotin, 500 micrograms per daily, coconut oil, one daily, vitamin D, 25 micrograms per daily. The Yelp system, gastrointestinal, significant for the fact that she had an incisional hernia as a complication of her surgery. She required mesh, period. The constitutional, she has had weight gain. Eyes, she wears glasses / contact. Respiratory, she has had shortness of breath. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 135/81, pulse 70, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, the weight 189.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in acute distress. Musculoskeletal. Yes. 10 minutes to palpation involving the lumbar spine. Bilaterally, period. The data review. ECG revealed sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute. There is left atrial enlargement present, otherwise unremarkable. Impression. This female now requires right L5/S1 endoscopic discectomy, period. Dr. Hassan had scheduled her for surgery. Period. Patient is noted to have sustained injury in 2006. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine was obtained on December 17, 2021. At L5S1, there is disc degeneration with a 6 millimeter bulge / osteophytic lesion causing mild central stenosis with effacement of the lateral recess and moderate bilateral foraminal stenosis, period. Patient has had ongoing symptoms medically, she appears clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for safe recommendation to proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Morgan Ferguson.